Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. And today we are going to have a pick through the demonstration that I did last night in Maidstone because, it's been a catalyst for all sorts of things in me, and talking to you guys about it will actually help me to make sense of it. I'm not really sure where we're going to go with this or how it's going to end up. So let me just talk you through last night. So we're in this hotel in Maidstone. The room's all set up really nicely. Everybody arrives. It's got a really buzzy energy. It feels really exciting. It feels like it's going to be good. Amanda and I went, whoa, this audience is fun. This is going to be really good. And then as soon as I started and I went on the stage to do my opener, where I explain how it works and you know, the experience you're going to have and your expectations and all of that kind of stuff, I was hit with this really unpleasant energy. I'm going to put it that way. It felt really uncomfortable, really unwelcoming, and made me really nervous. You could hear it in my voice, and it's a horrible thing when you can hear your nerves in your own voice, because obviously that adds more to it. And it was really strange. And the audience were really they went from chat, 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 chat to nothing. And normally when I do my opener, you know, you make people laugh, you get a bit of a response. Just no one was laughing at my jokes. It felt like doing a really bad stand-up comedy act. And then I did the first spirit link and nobody could take it. Now, sometimes that happens. In fact, if we're honestly talking about things, that happens in most demonstrations. And normally what happens is, well, every single time so far, somebody contacts me afterwards to say, sorry, that was with me. I wish I'd said something. I couldn't for whatever reason. I had a man contact me after a demonstration I did a couple of weeks ago, and it was his mum I got through, and he was devastated, but he just froze in the moment. He was so nervous and overwhelmed and wanted her to come through, but when she did, couldn't believe that she had kind of rabbit in the headlights. And that's understandable. We understand that. That's part of mediumship. So I took the message from the first lady and I carried on. I felt really sad. It was someone's grandma. I know she wanted to talk to them. And then I do the second link. And the second link, again, nobody puts their hands up. And I'm like, right, that's really annoying. And the trouble is, when you've got a non-responsive audience, that spreads like wildfire. If one person is resistant in an audience, it makes everybody else in the audience resistant. So it kind of magnifies, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And there's this hard balance when you're demonstrating mediumship between wanting to move on because you've got an audience in front of you, so you have a limited amount of time that you can work with each spirit, versus not wanting to look like you don't know what the hell you're doing and that nobody can take the spirit. And it's really, really hard. So I had this dad come through and I gave the evidence that he was giving me, and I'd explain to everybody how it is and that we all have that list of things that we want, but it doesn't work like that. I can only give you what the spirit will give me, blah, 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 what I'm able to receive. Let's phrase that the correct way. And no one put their hand up. And I was like, right, went through all the evidence again to see if I'd got anything wrong. And I was like, no, he's definitely here for somebody. And a lady put her hand up and she said, well, you could be with me, maybe. And I said, okay, what is it you're not understanding? And she went, well, I understand it all, but I really need a name. And I was like, oh, marvellous. Thanks, universe. Thank you for giving me one link that's not going to be taken, and then the second one with a sitter like that. So she was very much, if you've seen my TikTok, like that, like, yeah, I suppose, in response to all of her stuff. So that was fun to work with. Then I had a baby come through, which is not an often occurrence for me. It does happen on occasion, but that was really hard. And then that wasn't taken. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then everything else apart from those two was taken. And I worked really blooming hard, but it was such a weird energy and it was such a weird atmosphere. And I have never had so many people get up and just go to the toilet during and go to the bar during a demonstration. It was rude, especially because the toilets were across the stage. So energetically, you're trying to work, you're trying to have this experience with the spirit world, and someone's getting up, walking across the stage in your space and going to the toilet. I only worked for an hour and a half on the first half. I think, you know, most of us, and if you can't hold on that long, I completely understand, but the majority of people that were going, it was just so disruptive and so discourteous. Yeah, really, really odd. And just really unresponsive. Even the messages that were placed I mean, some of them were placed beautifully, and shout out to those sitters that were responsive and helpful and understood how it worked. But really just weird. So 2 nights ago, I was reading a book about physical mediumship on my Kindle, and that's had a quote in it from, I think it was from the 30s. I could be wrong, I could be making that up. And in that quote, it said, one disbelieving energy has the power to ruin the mediumship for 300 people. And that is so true. Like, I get wanting to be cynical. I go with wanting it to be proven to me. But I do hold a space for the medium of looking forward to seeing you work positivity. It was a real horrid energy last night. And there were some really great bits in it. Like, I had a guy that came through, a granddad that came through, and he was doing jazz hands and tap dancing. And his granddaughter came up to me in the interval to tell me that her grandfather was a black and white minstrel. So that was so evidential. The energy, the way that I could feel that I wanted to move when he came and worked with me was so evidential. I had a girl whose mum was talking about her rubbing her feet. And the reason why that was evidential is because her mum was always asking, and she didn't want to rub her mum's feet. She didn't want to give her mum a foot massage. But when her mum got ill, she then did it because she felt like she had to. So all of these little things that are really very poignant, very amazing, but in a room full of people that just want date of births and names. And do you know what's really frustrating about this? It's really frustrating because in the booking system, I say I'm not a names and dates medium. So I'll give them if I get them, but they're not guaranteed. So to have booked, to have seen that and booked, and then sit there and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, well, tell me their name and then I'll tell you if you're with me or not, is just not fun. So I worked in that energy last night, and it was really hard. It was really hard. And that has been the catalyst for just so many things within me. Number one, what's the point? What is the point of working so hard and giving up so much of your heart and soul and your energy and being away from my family and away from my children and exhausting myself for that? Yeah. And so again, this ties in with recent podcasts, which is what I think is quite interesting, because what I've done here, I believe, dear listener, is I have sabotaged myself. So, you know how I was talking the other day? It's so funny how all the little sprinkles come together and you suddenly realise what the picture is showing. But I was saying to you guys the other day, wasn't I, that when I started doing circles, I just wanted to fill them. And I wasn't worried about them being the right person. And I learned that lesson. Well, I think that's the lesson I need to learn with demonstrations, is I actually need to do smaller events that are more intimate with people who want to work with me, who have done a little bit of homework, who understand how the spirit world works, rather than expecting me to pull their loved one out of a hat like a magic trick, because that isn't how it works. So I think that's kind of what it's all been for, is this refinement of what I'm doing. But I've got to be honest with you right now and tell you that in this moment right now, it feels like the Tower card again. I did have a little cry on Amanda at breakfast this morning, because I just like, it's so weird, isn't it? Even when you know what it's for, even when you've done it before, even when you know you will survive, it's just so hard to watch the path that you thought was the path you were going to be following erased in front of you, blown up, destroyed, crushed. And some might say, well, you can't let one bad dem put you off. But it's actually the energetic impact. And it wasn't even a bad dem. It's the energy of it that I can feel within me is telling me that it's not in alignment with me. And that I've been getting in my own way again. And I've been pushing too hard. And I've been looking at where I want to be. And then using these demonstrations as how I'm going to get to where I want to be. And I need to stop. And as I've driven home, I've been listening to Abraham Hicks' podcast, and hilariously, the first one that came on was Give It a Rest. So I was like, okay, fair enough. But I've been obviously chewed it all over last night. I haven't had much sleep because I was thinking about it all, and then chewing it over this morning. And here's the honesty of it all. I love this podcast. I love doing this podcast. It's what brings me so much joy. It's my favorite thing to do. I love it. I love helping people. I love opening up them to their potential. I love collaborating with people that are open and ready and willing to work together on it. But I'm actually done. I'm completely done with jumping through hoops of pain to prove myself to people that are restricted and blocked. And shout out to the two ladies that I was talking to, one of whom listens to the podcast, after the event yesterday, because we used an example and I said, I better use this on the podcast, and here it is. You know Care Bears? You know when they send those beams of light and energy out of their tummies? What it feels like when you're a medium and you're trying to demonstrate and connect is you are sending that beam out like a searchlight. And sometimes you will find somebody whose energy is open and ready and receive, and they're sending their own beam back to you. And when that happens, that's when you get the amazing evidence. That's when everything elevates. I think there's levels of energy and levels of evidence that you are able to receive. And you know that some of that is due to the sitter. We can't dress it up any other way. Us mediums will do our best, but we are limited by what we are getting back. So sometimes you're lucky and you meet someone who meets you with your own beam and you become a beautiful colour together, and that just magnifies and increases and improves. And sometimes what you get is people where you can feel that there's a wall, they're blocking it off. And this is like the people that used to come to me and say, it's all right, I've got a password, just tell me their password and I'll know it's them. And that happened more than once. And I get it, it's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of education on how spirit works, and I totally understand that. But actually, I think I'm done with trying to educate those people. This podcast is out there. Anyone can listen to it. It's free. Anybody can learn. Anybody can get a bit of understanding. And if you can't be bothered to do that, or aren't in a space where you want to, then respectfully, I don't think I'm the medium for you. And so now I've got to trust in that process and work out how I create what I want to create. Because what I really would love to do, my absolute dream, which is where I want to be, is evenings with me where there will be some spirit links and there will be some spirit messages and cards and things like that. But there will also be conversation where people in the audience can come who have listened to the podcast, who have questions they want to raise, where we can work with my guides and your energy and my energy and collaborate on something amazing. That is my dream. A bit like, if you have ever listened to the Infinite Intelligence Abraham Hicks podcast, what they do. They are just recording themselves being asked questions on their events and then sharing the teachings. And that really for me is the dream. I still want to do the evidential work, but I don't want it to be all there is. And so I've got to now get out of the way and allow that to take place. So I thought I was going on tour next year, and now I don't know if I am. I certainly am not going to be booking venues with as many seats as I thought I was. And we've been talking as well about this. Again, it's people pleasing, isn't it? I was going to start going to around the UK to make it easier for people to come and see me. But actually, the people who really want to come and see me will travel. I've travelled to see mediums that I really wanted to see. It's about calling the right people to me rather than making myself accessible to the wrong. And this all ties up with being discerning, being working with authenticity, working with integrity of my own authenticity of what I need, not what I'm telling myself I should be doing, but what I enjoy, what is fun to me. And I know I spoke the other day about, you know, carrying on a job while you're working with the spirit world, and that does also change things, because I don't need to do events like I did last night to pay my bills. I have a job. I don't need to do that. So if I don't need to do it and I'm not enjoying it, then it's very clear that something needs to change. Now, of course, if last night had been a roaring success, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. So again, I've got to look at the fact that I know I was in alignment yesterday. I know I was. And I'll tell you how I know. Not just because of the good evidence that I got, because there was plenty of that. And no, I might not have chucked out names and dates of birth and dates of death, but there was plenty of very good evidence there. But I know that I was in alignment, because when Amanda and I went for a late lunch at the Harvester, before any of this happened, we had a really funny interaction with the waitress, who came up to us and said, "I've been on holiday and this was my first day back and I was dreading today, but you two have made it bearable. I'm so glad that you came in today." Bang. We're in alignment. We know we are. So the question remains, well, it's not really a question, isn't it? But it's interesting to see that being in alignment and being in the right space actually caused this huge catalyst of everything changing. You'd think being in alignment means everything runs smoothly, but actually being in alignment means this isn't working for you and you've got to find a new way. And you know what? I am going to grieve a little bit for my idea of what I thought I was going to be doing next year, and that it's different, and I am going to process it, and I am going to, and you know, I feel a bit embarrassed. Let's talk about the human element of it here. There was me, all guns blazing. I'm going to be doing a UK tour. Freaking hell, this is amazing. All my events sell out. That's ego stuff. Yeah. And it's a bit embarrassing when you have to go, actually, I've decided that's not the path for me. You know, it was the same when I got rid of my membership program. I felt kind of shameful about it, like, oh god, yeah, I thought that was where I was going to go. And again, it's that allowing yourself to have a journey, allowing yourself to be refined, and then refined again and changed again. And I'd love to tell you that I'm in a flow with that and it's easy peasy and it's comfortable, but I'm not, and I feel really sad about it. And oh, tired. I don't want to go through everything being liquidated again. I'm sure I've used this before, but when the spirit told me that caterpillars in the cocoon completely turn to liquid apart from two little bits, I didn't believe them. And then I googled it and I realized it was true, that this totally turned to liquid. And that's what's happening to me. And I know that that's transformational, and I know that that will create something. But also, oh, I'm tired. I'm fed up. I don't want to start again and again. But I also know that I'll be glad when I do. Oh. Yeah, it's just so much mixed in there. There's so much going on. So, yeah. One painful dem, let's put it that way. And I don't want to take away, if you were there last night and you got a message, I'm not saying that your messages were not valid or not good enough, because they really were. But the energy, I don't want to work in that space. It was like torture. I don't want to exhaust myself for, yeah, when I don't need to. I don't need to. Yeah, so back to the drawing board again, guys. Everything has been erased. Now I've got to do what? You know it. Hold space. Try not to fill it. Try not to decide in this moment where my emotions are running high and I'm exhausted what I need to do, and then tell myself that that's what I've got to stick to. Now I've got to just be on that bloody edge of the void again. And this is how it goes. And I get that I did this to myself. I did that whole Edge of the Void podcast and then filled all my time doing loads of demonstrations. Bugger it. And now I've got to stop that. Yeah, it's funny. And also, just in the way that the universe works with spiritual slaps, I've got to also share this with you because it just cracks me up. I started my evidential... Oh, hang on, I'm going to cough. Better. I started my evidential mediumship development group that runs for the rest of this year a couple of weeks ago, and one of the attendees didn't turn up. And I messaged them to check that they're okay, and they didn't reply. And so this morning when I got out of bed, I was feeling really sad and tired and defeated. And then I got an email from my card processing to tell me that they have reported me as a fraudster for taking money out of their account for services not provided. And yeah, that they want their money back, that they're taking the money back off me. When they chose just not to show up, and they had reminder emails from the system, and they just chose not to be a part of it. And they haven't even messaged me. They haven't even replied to my message. And do you know what their email address is? Because it cracks me up, the irony. I'm not telling you all of it, obviously, because that would... But it has the words, I am love, as part of it. And newsflash for you, behaving like that is not love. You're a butthead. So, and isn't that funny? So just... And this is how it goes. You think, oh, universe, surely you're going to take it easy on me now. I've been pounded within an inch of my life. doing, and you know, there is a bit of you that goes doing work for you, but of course, actually, I'm not. I'm doing work for me, aren't I? They haven't told me I've got to demonstrate. I'm choosing that. But yeah, then they go, oh, quick, let's give her a little bit more. So yeah. Anyway, it's interesting. We'll see where it goes, but I'm back on the edge of the void and spiraling around that. I might go live in a cave for a bit on my own. Just, yeah, retreat. So I hope that this has been of value to you, and not just a therapy session for me, but it's just so interesting. It's so interesting, I think, how one thing can have so many catalysts in your thoughts and your understanding and opening you up. You know, one difficult dem for me has made me change my entire approach again. I wonder where we will all be in a year's time. It's so weird sitting on this energy again and having to surrender to it again, and realizing the only reason I'm having to surrender it to it again is because I got in the way of it again. Right, I'm going to go watch some incredibly trashy TV. Unfortunately, I've watched all of Selling Sunset, but I'm going to find something equally as dire to watch and take my attention. So thank you for listening. And yeah, let me know your thoughts as always. Take care.